إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you about the importance of ikhlas, the importance of sincerity in whatever we do, because without that, the action, the amal itself becomes worthless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, woe to those who pray. Musallin are people who should get the basharat of Jannah, should get the basharat of Sabah. Instead of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, woe to them. Allah is saying that they are people that who are on the point of being punished. Woe to those people. Who? Al-Musallin, people who pray. What kind of people? الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ, those who delay their salah. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاعُونَ, and those who pray to show others. So in the salah, whether it is recitation, whether it is the acting of khushu and khudu and so on, whatever the case might be, but praying to show people that how pious I am, how good is my salah. Similarly, very famous hadith, which is called the hadith of the salath, the hadith of the three, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of judgment, three people will be the first to be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One will be the first of them, and one of them will be an alim who will be presented before Allah, and he will be a very famous person in the world. And this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, so what did you do? And the person will say, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what he did. The person will say, Allah, I acquired knowledge and I taught this knowledge, and I acquired this knowledge for your sake, and I taught this knowledge for your sake. And it will be said to the alim that you did not, that you are a liar, that you did not acquire this knowledge for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you did not teach this knowledge for the sake of pleasing Allah. You acquired this knowledge to show people, and you taught this knowledge for name and fame. And Allah, and it will be said to the person, and you got what you were after. That was given to you. In this dunya, you were a famous person, you became wealthy and so on and so forth. Now for you there is Jahannam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said they will be dragged and thrown into the fire. The second person to be presented will be somebody who was a philanthropist, someone who did a lot of khairat and sadqat and a lot of charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now think about this, these are people who on the face of it have done good things, right? And others may have benefited from them. For example, if this alim is teaching, there are people who are sitting that in that majlis, they are benefiting, right? So they might say, well, you know, so and so, so how many people became Muslim, and how many people were not praying, they started praying, and how many people were doing wrong things, they started doing right things because they listened to the bayan and so on and so on. But the person who was apparently the cause for all this is going into the hellfire. Now, what is the good of that? So just because you see something good happening in this world does not mean anything. Does not mean anything. Sometimes we get, shaitan fools us. It's after all, so much of good work is happening. So, this is the sign of Quburiyat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These kinds of assurances, if you are given, the thing to do is to make istighfar and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, make this true. Because until we meet Allah, we don't know. We don't know. So, the second person is a person who is doing a lot of charity. Now, obviously, there is a lot of good happening because of his charity. But that person also, when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will have the same fate. He will be asked, what did you do? He will say, Allah, I did this and this and this. I built all these schools and hospitals and God knows what. And that person will be told that you did all of this for name and fame, and this was given to you. And here there is nothing for you. And he will be thrown into the hellfire. And the third one is an even bigger case, where this person would be somebody who fought in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was engaged in jihad fi sabilillah, and who was killed in this jihad. He was shaheed. He was shaheed. And when the person comes before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be asked, what did you do? He will say, Allah, I gave my life in your path. And it will be said to him, you did not give your life in the path of Allah. You gave your life so that you will be known as a great warrior and this happened and your ending is the fire and the person will be thrown into the fire. In the battle of Uhud, this actually happened, where the Sahaba came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi and they said, so and so is fighting and we are seeing him fighting and he is, subhanAllah, they said, he is surely a person of Jannah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi said, he is a person of the fire. He is talking about a person fighting on the side of the Muslims, fighting for the side of fighting for on the side of the Muslims, who was fighting so well, so bravely. And the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, surely he is from the people of Jannah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, he is from the people of the fire. So one of the Sahaba, he followed him to see why did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say this. And he found that towards the end of the day, this person was in a state where he committed suicide. He killed himself with his own sword. And that we know suicide is haram in Islam. And if someone commits suicide, then that person is in the hellfire. And now this is the reason I'm saying this is so that we take ibrat from this and we, I remind myself and you, we are coming into Ramadan, alhamdulillah, the shayateen will be chained and so on and so forth. Let us make sure that we stay out of the clutches of shaitan. And let us make sure that whatever we do it purely and purely for the sake of Allah. The way to ensure that is two or three ways. Firstly, especially for the teaching of deen, do not take money. No matter what fatwa who gives you, do not take money. If you cannot teach without taking money, do not teach. To learn is fard, to teach is not fard. Right? To go and pray Jummah is fard, to give the Jummah khutbah is not fard. So let us, acquiring knowledge is fard, teaching knowledge is not fard. So what you cannot, if especially with regard to Islam, especially with regard to the Quran, especially with regard to the ulum of the Sharia, do not teach for money. Don't take money, number one. Number two, not only do not seek fame, but consciously stay away from fame. Shun fame. Whatever comes beyond that, whatever comes without you are asking for it, and you are the only one, only Allah knows and you know what is inside the heart. وَاسِرُّ قَوْلَكُمَ بِجَهْرُوا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever you say loudly, whatever is inside, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in your hearts. So very, very clearly, you know what's in your heart. So no matter how much you might say, no, see, I'm not interested, but in the heart, how many Facebook likes did I get? How many hits on my YouTube channel? You know, how many people are coming to my jalsa or my majlis? Putting on, it's so undignified and really shameful. And I see people putting out videos. I am speaking at so-and-so place. Please come and see. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. I do not know. Allah, may Allah forgive me for my ignorance. I do not know of a single instance with the Salaf. Big Aima, big Muhaddithin. Whoever said Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, who was a bigger Muhaddith than Imam Malik when he was in Medina. I don't know a single instance where any one of them ever told somebody, I am speaking here, please come and listen to me. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Please do not do this. If you are speaking somewhere and nobody comes, or one person comes, this is rahmah min Allah ta'ala. Truly, it is the rahmat of Allah that nobody came to your majlis, that nobody came or a very few people came, because that few people are the only people who will be witness for you on the Day of Judgment. So if you did something wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hid that. If you made a mistake in your speech, only three people heard that. If 300,000 people had come, 300,000 people would have been witness to the mistake you made in your speech. And who can say that he speaks without a mistake? Who can say that he speaks without making anything, doing anything wrong? So, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. One of the Salaf said, the most fortunate person is the one who was born and nobody knew who he was, and he grew up and he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did the work of Islam, he did the work of goodness, nobody knew what this work was, and he died and nobody knew that he died. He said that is the most fortunate person, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who this person was, what he did. So please, ikhlas is the single point of contact as far as amal is concerned. Any amal, if it is done without ikhlas, it is not acceptable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the work of deen, absolutely clearly, do not take money for it and do not seek fame. Run away from fame. Whatever comes beyond that is minallahi ta'ala, inshallah, may Allah put barakah in that. But do not seek fame do not demean yourself and do not demean the knowledge of Islam by advertising it. Inna lillahi wa inna. There was a time, I don't know, the world has changed so badly. There was a time when it was considered to be highly inappropriate for doctors to advertise. No doctor had a sign saying, please come to me, this, that. And the maximum they would put the name or something. Otherwise, it was considered to be very demeaning for doctors to advertise that they are, physicians and they cure this and that. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Today, this is major advertising in terms of medicine. Doctors and lawyers, these are two people, they never advertised. It was considered to be bad form to do that. Today, big TV ads, if you go to America, big TV ads. Of attorneys and this and that. Big hoardings and attorneys, big TV ad. So anyway, my point I'm saying is be very, very clear. Make sure your ikhlas is not compromised. Second thing is, as far as the work of khairat and suwar is concerned, please, if you are building masajid, if you are building madaris, don't put your name on it. Allah knows who did it. Yeah, don't call it masjid yawar ramad inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Astaghfirullah al-azim. Seriously, I'm saying. See, I am dead against this. Do not put your name on the house of Allah. Do not put your name on a madrasa or any good work that you are doing. Don't put your name on it. Allah knows who did it. Allah does not look for, I don't know who is this. Let me see the board. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Why do you do that? Do it quietly. Let it be. Nobody knows. Who built this beautiful masjid? We don't know. Somebody built it. Allah knows who that somebody is. Allah will give you a reward. Don't put your names on masajid. Do not put your names on madaris. Do not put your names on any kare khair that you do. Do it quietly. Do it quietly. I know there is a dalil also to say that if you are doing something good, let it be known so that it is an encouragement for people and so on and so forth. Allah alam, I don't know. Maybe inshallah, if somebody asks you, you can tell them. But definitely don't advertise and so on. I frankly don't know that if somebody spends $1 million doing something, because people know another 20 people come and put $1 million, they won't. That is all shaitan, right? So forget all this. Just do quietly. Do whatever work you are doing. Do it quietly without tom-tomming it all over the place. That is very, very important as far as ikhlas is concerned. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do whatever we do with ikhlas purely and purely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And that's the reason why the fasting is such an amal for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. Allah said, the fast is for me and I will reward it. I will reward. Why? Because that is something which is not visible to anybody. I mean, unless you, people have ways of also making that known. Main aaj sahri mein aapke waste dua kara. Achha, sahri mein. Kal iftar mein aapke waste dua kara. Tab maloom nahi to maloom hoga, iftar kara tha mere bhai. Please don't ruin your amal. Alhamdulillah, let us try to do whatever we do with ikhlas. Let us make sure that we ask Allah to give us put ikhlas in our amal and to accept our amal and to reward us in keeping with His majesty and grace. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.